Welcome to the Masthead for February 2025. Brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Mariners depend on SCI. SCI depends on you. Support the Seamus Church Institute. The Masthead, the Seamus Church Institute, February 2025. Compassion, dependability, integrity. In this issue, Maritime Bell Luncheon 2025, March 27th, 2025. International Seafarer Center reaches more seafarers in 2024. 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, June 12th, 2025. Thank you, Chaplain David Shirk. Remembering Chaplain Associate Howard Doc Whitaker. SCI Mountain Challenge, September 25 to 28. CME Paducah runs study for proposed Cairo Port Terminal. CME welcomes Captain Jim Ferguson. The Knit Before Christmas, Winter 2025. CMA Director Phil Shifflin, part of U.S. delegation at IMO meeting. From the archives, Canine Greeter. Photos on the print version show SCI Chaplain, the Reverend James Colon, on the left, and SCI Director Matt Moore, Esquire, right. Meet with a seafarer in Port Newark, January 2025. Photo by David Ryder. DavidRyder.photoshelter.com. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel, LLP. Maritime Bell Luncheon 2025, March 27, 2025, Houston, Texas. Join us in Houston. SCI is thrilled to welcome the maritime community to Houston for the Maritime Bell Luncheon on Thursday, March 27, 2025. At this event, we will honor John Roberts, CEO of Ingram Marine Group, with the Maritime Bell Award, and Scott Glattner, Training Specialist for Kirby Inland Marine, LLC, with the Outstanding Trainer Award. International Seafarer Center. International Seafarer Center reaches more seafarers in 2024. The International Seafarer Center, ISC, reports a significant increase in key visitation metrics for seafarers in the Port of New York and New Jersey. The number of seafarers visited rose from 10,179 in 2023 to 14,029 in 2024, while vessel visits increased from 1,770 to 2,301. This growth can be attributed to a fully staffed and engaged ISC team, as well as the purposeful continued expansion of ISC chaplain outreach, reaching seafarers in locations as far north as Yonkers, east to Red Hook and the Bronx, and south to Perth Amboy. ISC Director Matthew Morse, Esquire, highlighted the significance of these increases, stating, "We are encouraged to see those numbers grow. They reflect the admirable efforts of the ISC's remarkable staff and chaplains and our collective efforts in expanding outreach and strengthening connections across the entire port. That said, numerical growth cannot be the only metric by which the ISC is measured. We must ensure that the quality of our visitations and outreach keeps pace with the quantity. This is a key area of focus for the ISC in 2025. Morse also noted that seafarer transports increased by 3,488 from 2023 to 2024, and visits to the ISC by seafarers, port workers, and truckers remained robust from 2023 to 2024, with approximately 24,500 individuals hosted, reaffirming its continued importance as a place of respite for the port community. Morse concluded, "We serve our seafarers even more effectively when we are supported by and supportive of our port community. I believe the ISC's performance in 2024 helps illustrate this." Seafarers visited on board ships 2023, 10,179, 2024, 14,029. Vessels visited in Port Newark, 1,770, 2,301. Seafarers, truckers, and port workers hosted at the International Seafarer Center, 24,307 in 2023, 24,594 in 2024. Seafarers transported by SCI vans, 11,961 in 2023 and 15,179 in 2024. 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 12, 2025, Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York, New York. Save the date. Join us for the 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner as we celebrate the maritime community and honor Joseph J. Wernicke, Chairman and CEO of the American Bureau of Shipping Ministry on the River. Thank you, Chaplain David Shirk. The Seamus Church Institute bids farewell to Reverend David Shirk, who has stepped down from his role as chaplain, Ministry of the River, for the Upper Mississippi and Ohio River region. He will be joining his wife, Bonnie Shirk, in Okinawa, Japan. Bonnie has recently been ordained and commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Naval Reserve and has been assigned to active duty as a chaplain. Reflecting on his time at SCI, David expressed deep gratitude for the opportunity to serve the maritime community, describing it as a humbling and fulfilling experience. SCI acknowledges his invaluable contributions in pastoral care, leadership, and teaching. SCI extends its best wishes to David, Bonnie, and their family as they embark on this new journey together. Remembering Chaplain Associate Howard Doc Whitaker, SCI was saddened to learn of the passing of Chaplain Associate, the Reverend Dr. Howard Doc Whitaker, who passed away in January while in hospice care after a battle with leukemia. Whitaker joined SCI in 2021 after being recruited by the Reverend Kempton Baldridge and was an active presence in the maritime community. He contributed to mariner wellness discussions at the GICA conference in New Orleans and the IMX conference in Nashville, and engaged directly with mariners along the 10 Tom, Black Warrior, and Alabama waterways. SCI extends its deepest condolences to his family, friends, and colleagues during this time. His obituary can be found at www.howardwhitaker.net. A photo accompanying this article shows the Reverend Dr. Howard Doc Whitaker, left, meeting with mariners from Parker Towing in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, summer 2022. In the Waterways Journal, relationships sustain careers. Having someone to guide and encourage young hashtag mariners can mean the difference between staying in the industry and leaving prematurely. Read Mentorship Matters to New Mariners by SCI Chaplain, the Reverend Jeff Davis, in this week's Waterways Journal. See you on the mountain, 2025 Mountain Challenge. Seamus Church Institute, September 25th to 28th, 2025, Sunday River, Maine. Center for Maritime Education, CME Paducah, runs study for proposed Cairo Port Terminal. The Center for Maritime Education, CME, in Paducah recently hosted representatives from the Alexander Cairo Port District and the engineering firm BFW Markham to conduct feasibility studies for a proposed port terminal on the western side of Cairo, Illinois, along the Mississippi River. Approved for construction in 2020, this state-of-the-art multimodal terminal will better facilitate the transport of grain, coal, and liquid products. The goal of CME's feasibility studies is to create hyper-accurate maritime simulations by integrating existing marine environment data and the engineering group's project specifications. In addition, simulation also introduces additional weather and current conditions. For this study, mariners from Ingram Barge, ACBL, and Marquette Transportation ran simulations through the proposed project site. The collected data, along with mariner feedback, was compiled into a comprehensive report and provided to the port and engineering team to support informed decision-making as the project progresses toward the construction phase. A link on the print version allows you to see a video of the simulation on LinkedIn. CME welcomes Captain Jim Ferguson. CME Paducah is pleased to welcome Captain Jim Ferguson as an instructor. With over 15 years of experience in the maritime industry, Captain Ferguson began his career as a deckhand and worked his way up to the pilot house, operating on Western Rivers and Gulf Intercoastal Waterways. He holds a U.S. Coast Guard license for Master of Towing, Inland, Great Lakes, and Western Rivers, and a Bachelor of Science in Business Management and Organizational Leadership. His expertise in leadership will be a valuable addition to the CME team. The Knit Before Christmas. The New Before Christmas is SCI's publication highlighting the impact of the Christmas at Sea program. The winter edition, now out, reflects on the success of the 2024 campaign and expresses our heartfelt gratitude to all the knitters, crocheters, ditty bag makers, and volunteer packers who made it possible. A link in the print version allows you to read the entire Knit Before Christmas. Center for Mariner Advocacy, CMA Director Phil Shifflin, part of U.S. delegation at IMO meeting. SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy, CMA Director Phil Shifflin, Esquire, attended the International Maritime Organization, IMO, Human Elements Training and Watchkeeping, HTW, subcommittee meeting in London from February 10th to 14th, serving as an expert advisor on mariner issues for the U.S. delegation. During the meeting, he participated in a working group focused on a comprehensive review of the standards of training, certification, and watchkeeping for seafarers, STCW. This process will span multiple years and significantly influence mariner training for years to come. At this review stage, the group worked to identify existing gaps in the STCW. Several areas of particular interest to CMA were highlighted, including sexual assault and sexual harassment, SASH, psychological safety, mental health, women's health, risks of falls from height, and enclosed space entry. These critical issues directly impact mariner safety and well-being, but are insufficiently addressed in the current STCW framework. The group then established a multi-year work plan outlining the steps for completing the review process during future IMO meetings. CMA is dedicated to protecting seafarers' rights, safety, and well-being through legal support, seafarers' rights training, and policy guidance, as was the case with this IMO meeting. CMA works in partnership with global and domestic maritime organizations to address complex challenges, promote fair treatment, and improve working conditions for seafarers and mariners. In service to mariners and seafarers, chaplaincy, crisis response, online learning, simulator training, maritime feasibility studies, legal support, advocacy, policy oversight, support the Seamen's Church Institute. From the SCI archives, 75 years ago, the Lookout republished the following item from the mast, accompanied by this Thomas Fulshaw photo. Canine greeter. Blackie is a real sea dog, and she swims efficiently and frequently. Her home port is New York, the Holland America Line Pier at Fifth Street, and she jumps into the North River and swims out to greet incoming liners. As the dog comes alongside a tugboat, bringing the liner into her pier, a seaman pulls her on board. On a few occasions, the tide has carried the dog downriver, and Sparky, Marinus de Korn, harbormaster for the Dutch ships, has had a go after her. As the tugs dock the big vessel, Blackie shakes the water from her coat and supervises the docking operation. Blackie, who's fed by the doting longshoremen and stevedores, rules with an iron paw, the 60-odd cats that keep a check on the rodent population on the pier. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors, sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco Shipping and Trading Company Limited, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, and Tote Group. In-kind sponsor, Seward and Kissel, LLP. The Seamen's Church Institute, founded in 1934. 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004, U.S. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please click on the button below to complete an online subscription form. Or contact the Seamen's Church Institute at seamenschurch.org. This has been a recording of the Masthead, brought to you by the Seamen's Church Institute for March 2023. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets.